T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Mark's in the race. We're back. Way to get me pumped up for the 5 o'clock hour, Jack.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
No, it's me. No, it's not your fault.
It's a bad one. it's just no energy.
Yeah, it's like a tap, boom. Anyway, the Phils will get you juiced up tonight. We'll have the top 5 of 5 coming up here in a second. But Ike, Phils after a walk-off last night, and man, it makes us feel so much different about tonight. Now, it's all for naught if they don't get another win tonight, but otherwise we'd be coming in here tonight saying like, well, why don't they, maybe they should just sell. Maybe they shouldn't buy. Meanwhile, they made a trade for a starting pitcher today already. But wish they could use them tonight because Matt Moore's on the mound for the Phils.
Need a win.
Need a win. Yep, simple as that. Need a win.
On Fetty stinks, too.
Fetty stinks, and the Phillies normally hit him pretty well. Right? Segura, Real Muto, Harper, McCutcheon, Hoskins, Gregorius, Torres, Herrera, Odubel starting in center. You know, Torres has played himself in the pretty much starting every day, whether it's at shortstop or third base. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking him out of the lineup. His defense is very good. He gets on base. He has clutch hits. He's been a good find. Early on, I said he's Joe's guy and he stinks. Now he's played very, very well this year. So good to see him in the lineup. All right, Jack, top 5 of 5. Let's do it.
Well, happy National New Jersey Day to you two. It's a big day.
I did see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure all New Jersey is just celebrating their
day. I didn't even know about it.
Right, right. It's a massive day. But
does that mean your
taxes
get lowered on that one day, Ike?
I don't think so.
No.
I hope so.
That's not allowed. So, today I decided to rank the top 5 worst things about New Jersey on National New Jersey Day. All right?
Okay.
Top 5 worst things about New Jersey.
Yes.
All right.
Number 5 is not having a city to claim as their own. You are in New Jersey. You don't get to claim Philadelphia because you're in South Jersey. And you don't get to claim New York because you're in North Jersey.
Right.
Find your own city and choose. If you want to make that Trenton, whatever. If you want to make that Newark, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but you can't be in South Jersey and claim Philadelphia. Like, it's not Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, not mm-hmm. Philadelphia, New Jersey.
Right. Well, I think most New Jerseyans only do that as it pertains to the sports teams.
Right.
So
right.
Philadelphia sports fans.
Yeah, I think they should root for the Trenton Thunder.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. I know the Trenton Thunder. I don't know how many Jerseyans are saying they're from Philadelphia if they aren't really from Philadelphia.
But there's also a large central New Jersey where people, they really consider themselves from New Jersey, not from the metro Philadelphia area or the metro
sure.
New York area.
Yeah, I can't speak for central New Jersey. I'm from South Jersey.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my kids are from South Jersey. Is that,
exactly
that
right.
what it is?
Yeah. But you're not from South Jersey.
But the fact that people say South Jersey, that really means, because the people in, because they don't say they're from North Jersey and North Jersey. They say they're from Jersey, right?
Right?
So they look at the South Jersey people and say, why do you say you're from South Jersey? We're just from Jersey. We say North Jersey because we think like, well, they're from North Jersey because this is South Jersey. They don't.
Yeah. You guys, I know I live in Jersey, but you're not going to.
No.
I'm not here to fight for the state of Jersey, South Jersey, North Jersey. I don't give a damn.
Oh, you're a Philly
guy. I live in South Jersey. I'm from Ohio, Cincinnati.
Right.
So I'm not arguing over Central Jersey and North Jersey.
Yeah. Well, you're a Philly guy that happens
yes,
to live in South Jersey.
I live in South Jersey, yes.
Yeah. Number 4 is tomatoes. Like, congrats. Imagine being known for freaking tomatoes.
Jersey tomatoes.
Oh, my God. The tomatoes are so good. Like, cool. Tomatoes suck, okay? Like, 50% of people like tomatoes. Congrats on that being the thing that you're known for.
What about ketchup?
Dude, all right, this drives me crazy.
Ketchup is tomatoes.
Ketchup
right?
is not tomatoes. There's loads of sugar in ketchup.
That's true.
You can easily taste the difference between tomatoes and ketchup. They're not the same. Stop with that argument.
Now, does this go with all produce too? Because the Jersey blueberries are a big thing.
No,
a lot of good produce in Jersey.
I understand that they're called the Garden State.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, awesome. Why don't you eat some meat? You know, I mean, vegetables are boring. So, I just think being known for Jersey tomatoes is not like some badge of honor.
Okay.
All right. Top five. I think we were getting Jersey tomatoes as a top five, but okay. Good one, Jack.
Number three, this is universal, but short traffic. I mean, it's obviously like no one enjoys.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I mean, Ike and I, we're trying to get out of here on Friday. Ike's flying behind me trying to get back to South Jersey, get stuck on the whatever bridge.
Exactly what happened.
I mean, it's ridiculous. There's 1,700 bridges that get to Jersey, and they're all backed up on the weekend.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Summer Fridays is not fun.
It's going to be a while before I get home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then obviously when you get down close to the shore, it's like backed up for miles. Awful.
Shore guy. You're a shore guy. The Jersey Shore is supposed to be something that's positive
it's
about
great.
Jersey.
It's great. It's great. I love the shore. The shore traffic, I don't like at all.
Okay. No, I don't think anybody does, Jack.
Right. Number two, you're lucky it's not number one. Not being able to pump your own gas. It's just.
It is number one.
No, it's not. You'll see what number one is. But this is ridiculous. Let me pump my own gas if I want to pump my own gas. We don't need this whole idea. I got out of the car the other day in Jersey to get my own gas, and I got
get back in the car.
Yeah, I got scolded.
Yeah, get back in the car before we tase you.
As far as efficiency, now Ike has gotten used to it after so many years to where he knows you just park, you know, go on your phone, you do whatever until the guy comes, and then you leave. Like you relax for a couple minutes and you leave. Jack and I are used to out of the car. Boom, like I even have a system to where I put it, you know, the chip in, I turn around, I open up the gas cap, I turn around. By the time I turn around, I can take the chip out and then I can pump the gas. And then I go over and I do the windows with the whatever. Right? It's efficient. New Jersey's not efficient. Yes. Takes too long.
Yeah. I mean, all I'm looking for is to get gas. And growing up in the Midwest where you actually had to pay for full service, like the gas was more expensive when you wanted full service. So if you didn't want to pump your gas, you pull up to the full service pumps. They would have self-serve pumps, and they got full service pumps. And the full service gas was higher.
Yep.
So
because you're getting full service.
Now, you also got to realize growing up, I'm talking about we didn't know what a full tank of gas was. We put $5 in the gas tank. You know what I mean? You don't put your last in the damn gas tank. You'll ride around on $4 worth of gas as long as you can when you grew up the way that I did. So when I moved to Jersey, that was like a luxury to me. I'm like, whoa.
We don't have to pay any extra?
The gas is cheaper and they pump the gas? Man, I'm all in here. Yeah.
And then he saw the taxes.
That I didn't realize in the beginning.
And the gas isn't as cheap in Jersey as it once was.
I agree.
No gas is cheap right now.
But they've added taxes to it to where like it used to be worth it. I used to wait and be
still
like,
still cheaper than over here.
It is. Yeah. It is. But I used to wait if I was doing I would do a weekly remote broadcast in Atlantic City or something. I would wait until I was going into Jersey and then I would make sure I did Jersey. But anyway, all right. Number one, Jack.
Number one, and this hits personally because when you drive to the shore, you encounter a lot of these. And the worst thing about Jersey is easily the New Jersey driver. There is no worse driver in the East Coast than a Jersey driver. They go 1,000 miles an hour. They ride up on you. They change lanes without letting you know. And this is not a shot at Ike, but no. I've driven behind and in front of Ike. Not a clean experience. It is like he's on you. He's adopted the New Jersey mentality. Jersey drivers are worse than PA drivers, not even close.
Move it or lose it, buddy.
Worst thing about New Jersey is their drivers.
Hey, just had to adapt, man.
Is that true?
I got tired of getting middle fingers, and you could read the lips of other drivers yelling at you because you don't take off the moment the light turns green. Yeah, it seemed like you're in a damn race everywhere over there. But I've been over there for 20-plus years. So.
Yeah, they're bad people. They're bad people when it comes to driving. Just drive normally. No one's in that much of a rush. You don't have to drive 1,000 miles an hour. Just go where you're going normally.
Maybe because I drive 1,000 miles an hour, I didn't notice the Jersey drivers.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
maybe you're a New Jersey driver yourself.
You're trying to be out on a Sunday drive on regular days. Like, yeah, you don't get to drive slow and sightsee. Get to where you're going. Let's go.
Yeah, no, we got places to be, Jack.
No, I drive fast. It's just like, dude, there's a different level. I'm not on the Autobahn in Germany.
But Jack, listen, I drive a lot of. I mean, we all drive a lot of highway miles getting here, right?
Believe me, we do. Yes.
So. Like, do I think that it's reasonable when I'm going 75 in the left lane and someone comes flying up on my butt that wants to go 100 miles an hour? Like, I just get over in the right lane, let them pass me, and then I get back in the left lane. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. And today, it'd be better just to go ahead and move over.
Yeah.
Road rage. Yeah. That isn't, that's out of control as well in society.
Yeah. Today. No, believe me. The last thing I need is someone yelling and screaming.
Oh, these people, these people will follow you off the X. They will follow you until you run out of gas.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so.
It's life or death.
Yeah. You do that road rage with the wrong person, and you better go ahead and just drive to the police station.
Yep. Yeah, like, because you don't know who that wrong person is or what they're capable
exactly.
of.
Exactly.
By the way, I would say on my list would be government as far as New Jersey.
Government?
Yeah, the New Jersey government isn't thought to be the best.
Well, I didn't want to make
government.
It political.
And taxes, of course. Mm-hmm. This is terrible.
Now, James Seltzer, obviously of the Midday Show, threw out jug handles.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're kind of gone, the jug handles, right? The circles?
Nope, they're still there. Roundabouts
are just blow up every roundabout I've ever seen.
Agreed.
There's nothing worse than roundabouts.
Should be on the list for sure.
Yeah, but I don't think that's partial to New Jersey, you know?
I've never seen them. I've never seen the circles anywhere else like you saw them in Jersey once upon a time.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Totally disrespect New Jersey today, huh?
Yeah.
Listen, that's what we do here.
And if people have a thought with Jack or some bad things, but how about some good things about Jersey?
Wow,
a lot of good things about New Jersey, too.
Yeah, the armpit of America.
Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of their big summer sales event. 40% off all windows and doors. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. No. It's not the armpit of America. Southern New Jersey is very nice. But I can't speak for, my family's from northern New Jersey.
Now, what if somebody was insulting Philadelphia? You guys are being here having a heart attack right now.
Or Westchester in...
Westchester, where you're from, Jack, where most soft people are at.
Right, yeah.
Oh, sorry, soft people?
Yeah.
You don't look at me and think that guy's, he's seen some stuff?
No, we actually don't. We don't think, look at you and see that, no. All right, let's go to the phones. We have Jeff. Jeff is in Douglasville. Jeffrey.
What's going on, my guys?
What's up, Jeff?
What's up, Jeff?
All right.
Not much. So, I'm really starting to think Bryce Harper is a fraud.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm starting to think he's a fraud. I'm watching him more and more, and he's doing nothing productive, maybe a home run here or there. And I wanted to know with Jack, what you think.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Jeff, let me go grab a coffee, all right? Let me know when you guys are done talking, and I'll come back.
Well, Jack's answering another call, Jeff.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to deal with here he is.
Yeah.
Sorry, we must have lost connection. Sorry. He's not there anymore.
What? Wait, do you have any idea what he wanted to talk about?
Yeah, he said that he thinks that Bryce Harper's a fraud, and he wanted to know what you thought of that.
Well, he knows where to go to for a good fraud meter. No, he's not.
He's been playing well.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that.
He's been playing well. He has.
We're pro Bryce on this show, I think.
Well, we try to be. He's been good recently, but like Ike had said earlier, is the production match what he's doing, right? Like, we're seeing the average rise up, but the RBIs aren't there.
He hasn't had. His impact has not been very, very good this year.
No.
He's this isn't about Brash and Bryce Harper. This is just the reality of the situation. You got to give me moments where Bryce Harper is carrying this lineup. He's come up with the big hits. He's driven in the big runs to win games. I just haven't seen any of that this year. And quite frankly, it's been disappointing. And at the end of the year, his numbers may look a certain way that says it wasn't a terrible year. But I just mentioned through the games that we've watched so far, you would have to start with Segura, McCutchen, and Reese Hoskins as the guys who's been most impactful to me in the day-to-day lineups. Bryce Harper has just been another guy on this team this year. For who Bryce Harper is, as a former MVP, Like, it's been nowhere near that this year.
Yeah.
I mean, nowhere near.
For a former one of the faces of the sport, right?
He's supposed to be one of the 15 best players in baseball.
Well.
Nobody's even asking to be a top five player.
15 home runs. The power hasn't been, and a lot of them have been solo home runs. How do you have 15 home runs and 35 RBIs?
Yeah. Like.
289, high on-base percentage. I mean, he hasn't been bad, but what Ike's saying is that like he was supposed to be an impact player when you signed him.
Yeah, anytime I can't say Bryce Harper has been the best player on this team, it's not good.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Because he's not been the best player on this team this year.
No.
I don't even know if he's been the top three.
I mean, there's an argument that he wasn't.
Zach Wheeler's been better. Segura should have been an all-star.
Segura's better.
And Rhys Hoskins.
He's been more impactful. Like his average.
Dude, without a doubt.
Like, yes. I think Rhys is the only player in the NL at the All-Star break that had 20 doubles and 20 home runs.
Yeah, without a doubt. That's not even close.
Yep.
What Rhys Hoskins has done this year compared to Bryce Harper. It's not even close.
Doesn't it feel like the McCutcheon's had more impact, especially as of late?
Yes, as he said, he stinks.
And that's why he's stealing more bases to prove that he's
he can
to get
do his, other things.
Yeah, he's a 2020 guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we are, 2020 now.
Or hopefully he's a freaking 30-30
guy. Yeah.
Don't count on that. Not this year.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we love Bryce, but you got to call it what it is.
Yeah.
He's been like the fourth or fifth best player on his team this year.
Yep. He has. Phil's make a trade today acquiring, is it Tim Anderson?
Tyler in it.
Tyler.
If it was Tim Anderson, we'd all be happy. Yeah, we'd have an actual shortstop.
Yes, Tyler Anderson from the Pittsburgh Pirates for two minor league players.
Now you're not doing what you did with Chase Anderson, which is good.
Well, because that was Chase Utley.
Right. Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, like, I guess it's Chase and then LA. You know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I see what you're saying, which is because the last name's the same. But I was saying the Chase Anderson because of the first name, Chase Utley.
No, it makes sense. I got you.
And it didn't make sense.
But Tyler Anderson doesn't flow off the tongue like Chase Anderson.
Tyler Anderson is probably a better Chase Anderson. At least he has been this year. 4 ERA guy has went 5 innings in every start. So he's given them what they need. Does Vinny V keep his spot in the rotation for now? Is that what that means? Matt Moore's pitching tonight.
Next question.
Yeah. Maybe they can get another pitcher so they don't have to start any of these guys. Herb in Northeast Philadelphia joins us. Herb.
Yeah, I just you told me what I was looking for about this guy Anderson from Pittsburgh. So,
all right, see you, man.
So, let me ask you: is Baum in the lineup tonight?
Are you ready?
I didn't hear the lineup.
No, I will give you the lineup in a second. It just think of when you think of Baum, think of home.
Yeah, I know.
Baum home. He is not. And honestly. Tereas should be starting before him or Didi in some cases. I like Didi and Tereas playing together.
I think if Baum ain't in the lineup tonight and tomorrow, he's probably getting traded by Thursday.
I would disagree. I don't think they're holding him out because of they're going to trade him. I think they're holding him out because they're better on the field in some cases with Tereas playing.
Well, we'll see. I think Chicago, they're ready to make this move. You know, they're ready to make this double move. Third base and relief pitcher.
So you still have eyes for Chris Bryant and Kimbrel?
I think it's time to make that move.
All right.
Time to make that move. We got some guys in AAA, okay? Like I told you, Moniak. I spoke to Moniak 2 weeks ago.
You did?
He's doing what I told him, and now he's hot.
Where'd you speak to him?
Hot. I told you when I went up there against the Red Sox, they played against the Red Sox.
And you talked to him?
Yes. Right outside the dugout, yes.
And you gave him words of wisdom to return it around?
I told you I was with Larry Bowie, yes.
I told
him what to do.
Got to get you on the
pitch. A lot of name dropping there, Herb.
What did you tell him to do?
I told him to hit strikes.
That's a great idea.
I told him to get aggressive. I told him to get aggressive.
He's aggressive enough.
Zone up every at bat. Zone it up. Zone the pitchers, and that's it. You'll be fine.
All right.
And he's doing what I told
him. I mean, the Phillies could probably use another roving minor league hitting instructor, Herb, if you're available.
I think Moniak could possibly be a fourth outfielder maybe next year.
All right. I agree with you, Herb. Thank you. Moniak's actually played very well as of late. Averages up. He's hitting for more power than I think they expected. So I don't know ultimately what he's going to be, but and he's still just 23 years old, and he hasn't lived up to being the first overall pick. But there's been many more busts that have been picked first. And Moniak, I mean, he's looked better of late. He has. And then Jalen Ortiz, Ike, is a guy that they gave $4 million to the same year that Vlad Guerrero Jr. signed, and he really hadn't made that jump. Man, I think he hit 4 home runs in 2 games over the weekend. He has 18 home runs now in single A. So I don't know if his swing is very long, but he's got a tremendous raw power. I don't know. I still don't know if he's a really good prospect, but there are some guys that they have in the minors that will interest other teams if they're trying to make some moves here. Gary in Jersey has something to say about Jack's top 5 at 5. Gary, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hi, Jack, Gary. You're a Jersey hater.
That's right.
I'm trying to get to Atlantic City on the expressway, and there's some nitwit PA drivers driving in the left-hand lane, 50 miles an hour. It's the law of New Jersey. Keep to the right if you want to poke around. Move out of the way.
Totally agree. I agree,
that,
Gary.
You get into Pennsylvania, and all of a sudden, you guys are crazy. You don't stop for pedestrians. You don't stop for nobody. You cut people off. You run stop signs, red lights, and every place else.
Okay, wow. That's just because there's no big city in Jersey, so of course, you gotta get used to the big city.
Yeah, get used to the big city. Stay out of the way. And, Jack, if you ate some of our vegetables, maybe you'll be able to run your mile in 8 minutes.
I love it, Gary.
Jack Fritz is a dope.
Yep. And Ike, you should be sticking up for us, man. You on the sidelines there. What's going on?
Yeah, what do you want me to do, Gary? What do you want me to do? They wanted to get a reaction out of me. I can't give them something they're just trying to poke at me about. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, Ike's not going to storm
just
the
saying,
studio.
What do you want me to do? Yeah. Say what? Give you a history on Jersey?
Yeah, I would
I
say.
I really wasn't making the list to go after you.
Sure you were.
No, I just know sure. You live in Jersey. It was more for people out there. I was giving my opinion on New Jersey.
It was more for Nick in Washington Township.
Yeah, but
Nick.
Know I live in New Jersey.
I know you live in New Jersey, but I'm not out here to, you know, I don't
yeah,
need
Yeah, sure you were. Sure you were.
Oh, okay.
Sure, and it's okay. It's okay. I just wasn't going to give you that satisfaction.
No, because I think of you as more of an Ohio guy anyway. If I need an opinion on Scotland,
how are Ohio drivers?
I don't know. I haven't lived there.
Yeah, better than Jersey drivers.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Let's go to Nick in Washington Township. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up, Nick?
Yeah, I'm coming at Jack. He's a fraud. He wants to set up.
Next question.
I get to the stadiums before him. He said we can't claim Philly. Oh, so yeah, keep your car off the Jersey Shore. We don't need you here. You're clogging up the traffic, like Gary said.
Well, see, I would say, Nick, that Jack claims Philadelphia being from Westchester. What's the difference between that and being from South Jersey and claiming Philadelphia?
No, I'm not claiming he can't claim it. I'm just saying I could probably get to the stadiums before him.
No, you could.
Hey, yeah, definitely.
And I'm not allowed to claim it.
Yeah, it's Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, not Philadelphia, New Jersey.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, because he's saying it's from the same state, yeah. but like, you know, you're not from Philadelphia. You're from Westchester. You're not even from.
I lived in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but see, here is the where Jack, I believe, is making a mistake. I don't ever remember anybody who lives in Jersey saying they're from Philadelphia unless that's where they are actually from, meaning that they were raised over here, born over here, and they may have moved to Jersey.
Right.
But people that are from New Jersey aren't saying
they're from South Jersey.
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody's saying they're from Philadelphia. But when you're speaking to people from outside of this area, it's just easier to say
Philadelphia
I live
area.
In a Philadelphia area.
That's true. If you're on vacation in like wherever,
yes.
Like where
yeah,
are you from?
I say I live in such and such Swedesboro, New Jersey.
No, yeah. What you yeah. say is you say, oh, I'm from South Jersey, Philadelphia.
Yes,
area.
I live right across the bridge from Philly.
Right.
Yeah, I'm in the South Jersey area.
Yes, it's the metro area. It's a Philadelphia metro area. I don't know why you're being so territorial, Jack.
I don't either. As if he's a city kid.
Yeah, you lived in the city for 9 months.
Yeah, meanwhile, you want to rip all the kids. No. Because meanwhile, you want to rip Nova players and all of that. They're not really Philadelphia. That's the main line. Well, you're nowhere near the city.
Jack French is an idiot.
You're nowhere near the city.
Yes, yeah, is Villanova a city college, Jack?
Of course not. they're basically. I told you before. They're basically in Reading. It's a nice. It's
not
a
by
nice,
me.
It's a nice little mid-major school. I know.
Mid-major.
It's like Butler. You know, they've done a nice little.
Every time you do this, man.
It's just like he has this menu of different things that he does. Will Chamberlain's at the top of the menu. It's the
Kenny from the Dirty 30s calling up.
We'll see how fast we can get him on.
215-592-9494. You heard Jack's list slandering New Jersey, but was there a scandal last night at Citizens Bank Park? We'll get into that coming up after this. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.